Join you? I asked. Date's form shivered, then resolved again into the ordinary mortal shape that I had known in the House of the Risen Sun. It was an illusion. I could feel the warped reality still present, even if it had found a way to fool my eyes. Date was like Lil, safe on the surface, horror underneath. Yes, it said, and this time it spoke in a single voice. It gestured behind itself, toward the corpses I knew were there. I could train you, make you strong. The Date creature paused then, eyes unfocusing for a moment, and there was that curious blurring again, the outward mask cracking for an instant. The effort needed to hold that mask in place was a taut, palpable thing. No wonder the Date creature hesitated to devour me. One more heart, one more stolen soul, might be too much to contain. Shiny groaned, and the creature's face hardened. But you must do something for me. Its voice had changed. I choked back a sob. It spoke with Madding's voice, gentle and persuasive. Its hands flexed from fists to claws and back. That creature in your lap? I thought he had no true magic, but now I see I underestimated him. My vision blurred with tears as I shook my head, and I reached across Shiny's body as if I could somehow protect him. No, I blurted. I won't let you kill him too. No! I want you to kill him, Ori. Kill him and take his heart. I froze, staring at Date, my mouth falling open. It smiled again, its teeth flickering from Date's to Dump's back to Date's. You love too many of these gods, it said. I need proof of your commitment. So kill him, Ori. Kill him and take that shining power for your own. When you've done it, you'll understand how much more you were meant to be. I can't. I was trembling all over. I barely heard myself. I can't. The Date creature smiled, and this time its teeth were sharp like a dog's. You can. Your blood will work if you use enough of it. He gestured, and a knife appeared on Shiny's chest. It was black, shimmering like solid mist, a piece of the empty given form. I will have your power one way or another, Lady Ori. Eat him and join me, or I eat you. Choose.
You may think me a coward. You'll remember that I fled when Shiny told me to, instead of staying to fight at his side. You will remember that throughout this final horror, I was useless, helpless, too terrified to be any good to anyone, including myself. It may be that by telling you this, I have earned your contempt. I won't try to change your mind. I'm not proud of myself or the things I did in that hell. I can't explain it anyhow. No words can capture the terror that I felt in those moments, faced with the darkest, ugliest choice that any creature on this earth must face. Kill or die. Eat or be eaten. I will say this, though. I think I made the choice that any woman would when confronted by the monster that murdered her beloved. I set the knife aside. Didn't need it. Shiny's chest heaved like a bellows. Whatever Date had done had hurt him badly, despite the magic that still wavered around him. Unnecessarily, I smoothed the cloth across his chest, then rested my hands there, on either side of his heart. My tears fell onto my hands in a patter of threes. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Like the weeper bird's cry, Ori, Ori, Ori. I chose to live. The paint was the door my father had taught me, and belief was the key that unlocked it. Beneath my hands, Shiny's heart beat steady, strong. I paint a picture, I whispered. I chose to fight. Date let out a rattling sigh of pleasure as the shimmering bubble formed again between my hands, hovering just above Shiny's heart. I knew what it was at last, the visible manifestation of my will. My power, inherited from my god ancestors and distilled through generations of humanity, given shape and energy and potential. That was all magic was, really, in the end. Possibility. With it, I could create anything, provided I believed. A painted world, a memory of home, a bloody hole. I willed it into Shiny's body. It passed through his flesh harmlessly, settling amid the steady, strong pulses of his heart. I looked up at Date. Something changed in me then. I don't know what. All at once, Date hissed in alarm and stepped back, staring at my eyes as if they had turned to stars. Perhaps they had. I chose to believe.